Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Papa in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. When you think about the career of Ernie Accorsi, not only did he serve as general manager of the New York Giants, but it's a career that started on the other side of the ledger, the media side of things. It's been a fascinating journey for one of the Giants members of the Ring of Honor. Ernie, how do you go from PR director to football general manager? That's where you got your start in Baltimore as a PR guy.
I started off as a sports writer, right? I wrote to 9 million papers, and I got one offer, Charlotte News. I graduated from Wake Forest. And I was there 6 months and got drafted into the Army. And when I came out, I had a couple of newspaper jobs, but I got the SID job at St. Joe's, and that was my first taste of administrative work and sports, and I loved it. And the real break I got was when I went to Penn State, attached to the football program in administration, when they went 22-0 and two Orange Bowls. And at that point, being around Joe Paterno was like spreading stardust to everybody around him. And Penn State was hot, very popular, just emerging as a power and a class organization. And it's just at the right time. And I got an offer for the Colts. And the Colts job was always one that I always wanted because it was the team I grew up with. I adopted the Colts very early because they used to play a preseason game actually in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is my hometown. But I actually saw Unitas throw his first pass in a Colt uniform in a preseason game in 1956, and I saw him throw his last pass because I was working for the Colts at the time. And it was kind of a magical organization. They had gone 16 years without a losing season. My first day at work, I'm in the office, and John Unitas walks in. I walk out, and I see him. I'm sort of startled. And he looks at me and says, "Hi, I'm Johnny Unitas." I said, "John, I don't need a program to find out who you are." And I introduced myself, but I think there were six people in our front office eventually became general managers, including George Young. And George and I used to eat together almost every night at a place called the Rustler Steakhouse for $1.99 steaks. We were both making $14,000. He was a scout. I was a PR director. But there were only four or five people in the front office, so everybody scouted. The ticket manager scouted. The equipment manager scouted. We all learned to scout.
Accorsi would be promoted to general manager of the Colts in 1982. But he would part ways with the team the following season after Baltimore traded John Elway, the first overall pick in the 1983 draft, to the Denver Broncos.
I was a young general manager, and I felt in my heart, number one, I owe it to this franchise to pick the best player. He's the best player. I'm not going to sell this franchise down the river, and I don't care how much abuse I'm going to take. When the owner traded him, then I knew I had to leave because I felt there's no commitment to win championships.
In 1985, Accorsi took over as general manager for the Cleveland Browns, who were coached at that time by Marty Schottenheimer. Ernie's first matter of business was drafting the Miami Hurricanes national champion quarterback, Bernie Kosar, who would go on to lead the Browns to five straight playoff appearances and three AFC championship games.
We had to get a quarterback, and I came to the conclusion early, it's the most important position in sports. I felt you're never going to be better than a quarterback. If the quarterback's average, I don't care how many great players you have, you will cap out at average. If the quarterback's great, you have to surround him with players, but you have a chance to be great. Kosar put us ahead in all those championship games. In the first one, he put us ahead with 5 minutes to go, and our defense couldn't hold because we couldn't get on the passer.
The throw, touchdown! John Elway has just thrown the touchdown to Mark Jackson, 98.5-yard drive.
It was unfortunate because Kosar could have been to two or three Super Bowls. He played well enough to be in two or three Super Bowls.
Belichick comes to Cleveland in 90, fresh off what he did with the Giants. Obviously, his evolution as a coach speaks for itself. What was it about a young Belichick that you saw and realized that he could be a good fit?
We needed a veteran, savvy, moxie coach. And Belichick, you know, I knew a little bit about him. He had been an intern with Baltimore. Yeah, Ted Marchibroda loved him. And I knew he was, you know, in basketball they call him a gym rat. I knew he was that type of guy. So I interviewed him, and it was the most brilliant. I mean, I was blown away by it. And when he came into our draft room, his whole concept of picking players, he pinpoints players that fit and who he wants and how they fit. He doesn't worry about what other people think. It was apparent right from day one. But Bill rebuilt his career, and the rest is history to me. He's in my top five all-time coaches.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Ernie Accorsi, presented by New York Presbyterian.